Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man and a woman from Derry have been sentenced for offences in relation to supplying illegal subscriptions for streaming services that involved more than £700,000. The Defence Forces say Irish peacekeepers are committed to their mission in Lebanon as details of the latest attacks on UN bases emerge. The government is being urged to urgently bring an amendment to legislation governing the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block grant scheme before the Dáil, and over 700,000 people were awaiting medical treatment at the end of last month. These stories in full plus more to follow. We will have the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher at around 5:15, and that will be followed by a Nuacht with Colm Ferter. But first, a man and woman from Derry have been sentenced for offences in relation to supplying illegal subscriptions for streaming services that involved more than £700,000. Cormac McGuckin and Maura McGuckin, both from Ballaghy, were sentenced at Omagh Crown Court. Michaela Clark reports.
The sentencing follows an investigation in relation to the sale of illegal subscriptions for television channels and broadcasters with more than £700,000 involved. On June the 4th of this year, Cormac McGuckin, aged 38 years old, pleaded guilty to charges including participating in a fraudulent business on dates between January the 1st, 2016 and June 18th, 2020. He also admitted possessing articles for use in fraud on June the 18th, 2020. He pleaded guilty to charges of converting criminal property, possessing criminal property and transferring criminal property. Today he was sentenced to 4 years, half to be served in prison and half on licence. On June the 4th, Maura McGuckin pleaded guilty to converting criminal property and holiday-related expenses and car payments and possessing criminal property. The offences occurred between April the 21st, 2017 and June 18th, 2020. The 34-year-old was today sentenced to a 12-month sentence, suspended for 2 years.
The government is being urged to bring an amendment to legislation governing the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block grant scheme before the Dáil. Yesterday, a 10% scheme cap increase was announced, along with changes to square foot rates and ancillary grants. To ensure the change is available for all homeowners engaged with the scheme, an amendment needs to be made to 2022 legislation. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin fears if an election is called for next month, the required changes will be delayed.
In correspondence from the Minister for Housing, Darragh O'Brien, he made it clear to me that in order for this 10% increase in the cap to apply to all the homeowners who are already on the scheme, it requires an amendment to the 2022 legislation. What we have before us next week in the Dáil is a motion, and that would mean that all new entrants can avail of the 10% increase in the cap, but it doesn't apply to those already on the scheme. And as we know, those families are tens of thousands of euros short, in some cases over €100,000 short. So people are desperately waiting on this news. So we need an amendment to the legislation to be brought before the Dáil next week. An election appears to be very, very close here. We need this sorted as soon as possible.
Because as you mentioned, the real possibility of an election being called now shortly, these people can't wait any longer. They're out thousands of pounds, and they have been arguing that these increases be applied retrospectively now on a number of occasions.
Absolutely, and we've already seen this when the old scheme became the enhanced scheme. All of those in the old scheme benefited from the increase in caps. That needs to happen again now. People were forced to go into the scheme. They couldn't wait any longer. Their houses were falling apart. They should not be punished for getting on the scheme. So this is straightforward. This is an amendment to the 2022 legislation. It is very easily done, and I believe it needs to happen next week. It needs to happen urgently. I've received calls from all around the county in Donegal. People are very concerned that this could run on, and an election's called, and then you could be months and months and months waiting. So straightforward, we need an amendment to the legislation brought into the Dáil next week, and I've made that clear to the government that needs to happen now.
The Defence Forces say Irish peacekeepers are committed to their mission in Lebanon as details of the latest attacks on UN bases emerge. UNIFIL says its headquarters was affected by explosions for the second time in 48 hours, which injured two soldiers, while concrete blast walls were knocked at a separate position after being hit by an Israeli bulldozer. UNIFIL has described the attacks as a grave violation of international humanitarian law. Tánaiste Micheál Martin says a peace process is urgently needed for the region.
A government in Lebanon needs to be formed. And I think the world is appalled at the prospect of Lebanon being destroyed in terms of the nature of the warfare that is now occurring on civilian populations in very densely populated areas. Many innocent civilians have been blown out of existence. It's incredible, horrific stuff.
Over 700,000 people were awaiting medical treatment at the end of last month. Data from the National Treatment Purchase Fund shows almost 600,000 people were awaiting a first outpatient consultation. A further 87,000 people were waiting on inpatient or day case treatment, with almost 24,000 in line for an endoscopy appointment. Over 100,000 patients have a procedure planned, and more than 74,000 of those have received their dates. At Letterkenny University Hospital, 1,218 people were awaiting an inpatient or day case appointment, down 44% when compared to the same period last year. Meanwhile, the number of patients needing an outpatient appointment is up 6% on figures from September 2023 to 16,431. There's further calls for certainty to be provided over the future of cancer flights from Donegal. Earlier this month, the executive chairman of Emerald Airlines expressed concern that the passenger cap introduced at Dublin Airport could have a negative impact on flights from Donegal Airport. Yesterday, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, in responding to Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty, said that airlinks to the northwest need to be kept open and that the issue around cancer flights can and needs to be sorted. There are still fears now that the passenger cap could limit seat capacity for the over 400 cancer patients who use the service when travelling to Dublin for treatment. Councillor Jimmy Brogan told today's 9 till noon show that it's up to the government to clean up the mess it's created.
I think the government do need to give some certainty to it. Like, you know, I think the Donegal people are sort of being used as a pawn in this whole thing. You know, the cap is the big issue. Like, you know, when they're trying to, you know, create issues like this flight, the cancer flight, like, you know, to bring, you know, to bring it to a head and try to force the government into up on the cap. Like, you know, you got to remember too, in Donegal, like, we've no rail link. You know, we've no motorway network. Bus services, they don't really run. There's a lot of that, you know. Flights from Donegal, you know, are up to Dublin are essential, you know, for a lot of people in West Donegal, like, you know, because it's the quickest and easiest way to get there, like, you know. So, and, like, you've got to remember, too, that, you know, a lot of the services have been stripped away from the Donegal hospitals over the years, like, you know. So, listen, the government were, that's all issues that the government have created over the last, you know, 100 years, you know. So it's up to the government now to make sure that the people in Donegal that need this flight, you know, that it's available to them, like, you know, and whatever they have to do, they have to do, like, you know. But I think, as I said before, that we're being used as a pawn in this, like, you know. This is all about the passenger caps in Dublin, and you know, the people in Donegal are just been, or this is just one of the issues that they're trying to use to highlight the cap and put up the cap.
A 31-year-old man has been remanded in custody after appearing in court this morning charged with the murder of 22-year-old Mary Ward in Belfast. Ahmed Abdir Akman, with an address at Kinlay House, Dame Street, Dublin, was arrested on Wednesday following a joint investigation between Gardaí and the PSNI. Court correspondent Frank Graney reports.
When the charge of murder was first pushed to Ahmed Abdir Akman in Kevin Street Garda Station last night, the court heard he replied, not guilty. It's believed Mary Ward was murdered on the 25th of September, 6 days before the mother of one's body was found in her South Belfast home. There was no application for bail today because in murder cases, that can only be done before the High Court, something Mr. Abdir Akman intends to do as soon as possible. In the meantime, he was remanded in custody for 1 week. Frank Graney at Dublin District Court.
Kilcar, Kerrykeel, Burtonport and Cuaty are four of the Donegal communities benefiting from Uisce Éireann's €436 million investment in wastewater infrastructure across the country in 2023. The latest EPA Urban Wastewater Treatment Report published today shows the progress being made in tackling long-running issues like raw sewage discharges, while also underlining the need for continued investment in our essential wastewater services. Joe Caulfield has this report.
New sewerage schemes in Kerrykeel and Kilcar, representing a €10 million investment by Uisce Éireann, have eliminated the discharge of raw sewage from Mulroy Bay and Tawny Bay, respectively. A €7 million new state-of-the-art wastewater treatment plant in Burtonport has eliminated the discharge of raw sewage into Rutland Sound and has improved water quality in bathing waters in the area. The Cuaty Sewerage Scheme project has successfully eliminated raw sewage discharge into the Deal River. In early 2025, Uisce Éireann will have put an end to the discharge of raw sewage into the Leenane Estuary, Loch Swilly and Maggie's Burn. Works are progressing with a €31 million investment upgrading wastewater infrastructure in Buncrana, Ballybuffet and Stranorlar. Earlier this year, Uisce Éireann also commenced works, which includes state-of-the-art treatment plants at Carrigart, Kilmacrenan and Mount Charles.
Meanwhile, Uisce Éireann says delays in the planning system have affected how quickly projects are completed. The EPA says delays and upgrades are having a negative impact on rivers and coastal waters. However, Uisce Éireann is highlighting 94% of its treatment plants are now in line with the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive. Michael Tinsley, Senior Wastewater Delivery Manager at Uisce Éireann, says there have been delays in getting projects approved through the planning system.
What we have done over the past decade is grow our supply chain. But in order to keep the supply chain sustainable, we need to keep the level of investment growing year on year. We also need to bring projects through the design and planning phase. And what we have found, you know, there are definitely bottlenecks in the current planning system. And we are looking forward to see whether the new Planning and Development Act will ease this.
It's been confirmed a nurse will be available at Fawn Health Centre 2 days a week. A campaign to save the facility was launched earlier this year after it was claimed the public health nurse was no longer seeing patients at the centre. The HSE has officially confirmed that a nurse will now be available on Mondays from 9am to 10am and on Thursdays from 4pm to 5pm. Jackie Malloy O'Neill, one of the chairs of the Save Fawn Health Centre campaign group, is hopeful services can be expanded.
I know we have got a Monday and a Thursday at the minute. Again, Maura Gillen, who is the general manager of the primary care, we will work with her in maybe adding more days as the demand is needed. The other thing about it, Maura also suggested that there will be other clinics in the centre as well. So there's other medical needs of the community and they can be taken care of. So that's something that is very positive going forward for the centre. Looking at the centre right now, it has some work done, but it still needs some more to bring it back into line with. It just needs to be painted. I think there's a delay on that with the HSE at the minute. There's a spend cap on with doing up buildings. So we're looking forward to that coming into the new year at some point. So that will be fixed up a bit for us all.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break. The time is 5:15. Mark is here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Katie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. And Derry City host Bohemians at the Ryan McBride Brandywell this evening, knowing the destination of the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division title is in their own hands. Rory Higgins' side know that if they win all remaining five matches, they will be crowned Premier Division champions for the first time since 1997. Third place, Derry, are 4 points behind leader Shelburne and 2 behind Shamrock Rovers with 2 games in hand on both. Higgins says Bows will be full of confidence ahead of the clash.
I've seen an awful lot of Bows in recent times, particularly at Daly Mount, where they've been really, really good. And results at times just haven't gone their way, but they've had some big results as well. They've had good results against Rovers, Shells and stuff. So they'll come here with absolutely no fear.
In the only other Premier Division game tonight, Waterford host Drogheda United. In the First Division, 6th place, Finn Harps travel to face Bray Wanderers, knowing that they need a victory to keep alive their faint playoff hopes. Irish Independent and The Herald reporter Aidan Fitzmaurice says the congested final week means it'll be a massive ask for Harps to make the playoffs.
I think if the games were spaced out, they would have a chance. But the timing of it, and also the teams they're up against, unfortunately, I don't think so. You know, they might get one win. I don't think they get three, and they really need three to make up that ground.
Highland's Chris Ashmore will be at the Carlisle grounds and will be providing live updates from kickoff at 7:45. In the other First Division games, Athlone Town host champions Cork City, Kerry are away to Wexford and Treaty United welcome UCD to Limerick. The Republic of Ireland under-21s can secure a playoff spot in European Championship qualifying this evening. The boys in green face Norway in Cork and kickoff at Turner's Cross is at 7. In local soccer, there are 2 games in the FAI Junior Cup this evening. Kilmacrenan Celtic reserves meet Milford United and Letterkenny Rovers take on Gidor Celtic. Both of those games have an 8 o'clock kickoff. Now moving on to Gaelic games, the Donegal Senior C Championship final is on this evening at the Donegal GAA Centre in Convoy, with Niamh Connell taking on St Union's at 8 o'clock. And in the Under-21 C Football Cup, St Mary's Convoy meets St Nulls. That game is also at 8. In Tyrone tonight, there is an Intermediate Championship replay between Moy and Greencastle at Hilly Park in Omagh. That one is at 7:30. Now to look ahead to a huge weekend on the GAA calendar here in Donegal. On Sunday, St Union's and Dunlow will go head-to-head in the Michael Murphy Sports Senior Football Championship Final at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. The Letterkenny side are favourites to take the senior crown once again, having beaten big hitters Kilcar, Gidore and Niamh Connell on their way to the decider. St Union's manager Barry Meehan says county finals aren't won on paper and has no doubt Dunlow will throw up some new challenges.
On paper, we might be hot favourites, but paper doesn't produce performances. You know, we have to produce it on the pitch, you know, and that's what it's about. Like, we have to worry about ourselves. Dunlow, we're going to bring a serious intensity to it, you know. Saw them against St Michael's in the semi-final, very, very impressed with them. Like, they really, really transition the ball very fast from one end of the field to the other, you know, with the likes of the three Kearns, Mark, Barry and Darren. You know, add that there to it. The young lads like Carol McGee and Aaron Ward and Dara Gallagher, like, they have a real, real good blend, you know, and a real good mix, you know. So we'll have to be on it at the weekend, and listen, I don't doubt they'll come with something different, you know, and we'll have to deal with that there as well.
Meanwhile, Dunlow are going into Sunday's final as the underdogs, having surprised many in the GAA world with their superb championship run so far, overcoming Downing's, Glenswilly and St Michael's in their knockout matches. Manager Desi Gallagher says St Union's are highly fancied for a reason.
It's going to take a lot of work. A lot of hard work, you know, because they, to me, and I said at the start of the year, they're the best players in the county. They have the best players in the county, and you know, look, you can see them. The O'Donnells, Kieran Muir. There's not only two O'Donnells that play in the county. There's three of them that are equally, like, Connor's as good as the other two boys, you know. And then you have Eamon Doherty, who played for the county for years. Like, it's every one of them has played at the county level, you know, and that's the difference. Look, they're the team. They have the players because they have the numbers in Letterkenny, and every other team is trying to get up to it, and we're just coming and under the radar there, and hopefully we can put up a show against them and see where we take it.
The county final will, of course, be the focus of Sunday Sport here on Highland Radio, with live match commentary from Oisin Kelly, Brendan Kilcoyne and Martin McHugh at 4 o'clock. Moving on to golf, Tom McKibben is now 3 under par with 4 holes to play of his second round at the French Open. Jesper Svensson is the clubhouse leader on 9 under par. Seamus Power's second round at the Black Desert Championship doesn't get underway until about 8:30 Irish time. He resumes on 1 over par, while Canada's Adam Svensson leads on 10 under. In horse racing, Brandon Wilkie was in the winner's circle at Kempton this afternoon. The Donegal jockey rode the Marco Bocci-trained Amroon to victory in the 4:03 race. He went to post at 7-2. And finally, in darts, it is quarter-final night at the World Grand Prix in Leicester. In the first match on stage shortly after 7 o'clock, Mike Dedecker plays James Wade. Rob Cross faces Ryan Joyce, while world champion Luke Humphreys goes up against Johnny Clayton. And in the final match of the night, Joe Cullen takes on Dimitri Vandenberg. That's all your sports news for this evening, but don't forget, we will have live updates from the Finn Harps game from 7:45. Back to you, Katie.
Thanks, Mark. August Anish and Nuked like Colm Ferriter.
Jim and Natasha of Colm Ferriter and Shalin the Prive Skelty. Falsio and Plan Nashunta Service Publi Geliga. Fiha Sikahar Guji Fiha Traha and Chartan Shah. Fuin Flan took Tus Karha La Process Tarishkina Conferber Chianu or Erlish Intellecta Sirga Ur Darav Tejal Ard Intellect Nigeliga. August Taharigsul, Le Bonu Kostje, Korlach Don Gelige, Seremsje Digita, Komai. Fui Komerka Udras, Nigeltakta, Hossi and Kade Gruppe, Ran Farchihe, Saklar Garam, Agodjabru, and Chatin Shah, Ta Jaitner Kemihe Parche Saklar, Bejesh, Aku, Tahia Oil, and Anaj Egsela, or Fod Nigeltakta, Lilin and Klar. Tana Ran Farchihe, Egtorj Fui, Diploma Irkema, Igor la Holskull, Technoliocta, and Atlanti. Te ya actus wore geliga, trasna nadonta, agus cora, ag chart le kela, dona geluru doanda, erin geliga, egeren kedas fi, gujin kuigulas fi, den visha. Galter gomean, amakt ur, and a okaj kuakta, the canchuri geliga, dogach hummus, sawala, agus har lar. Esglúisacht Edgernáisiúnta é trasna na donta a spragan dini con úsajewantcha san changa agus a cur an úl ar na man hósilta ag náscú canchuri ar fod an doin. Agus bé foran glóir na gael a rásht ag agrú imachtí don siomra chaili ag arachtas na gaeliga fíha fíha sa cahar ag gerin na mísa seo. tan ocaj splodra chaili jiriha a agri an glor na gael go bliantul leve arshul an cairla is trahad de mi yarafoher agus an cairla de mi na sauna. Chin mahodse eli golair slan agus banach.
A comprehensive study has been launched by Sinn Féin to seek the views of people working on in or with an interest in the Irish fishing industry on the current state of the industry in Ireland. The survey is open from today until Thursday, November 7th, and the results will be published soon after. Sinn Féin spokesperson on fisheries and the marine, Padraig McLaughlin, urged those who have a passion for Irish fishing to take part. A link for the survey can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. Donegal County Council is being urged to adopt a policy to ensure every new social housing development in the county provides housing for people with SEN, AEN and physical disabilities. While commending the provision of services for those with special needs in the county, Councillor Finnan Bradley says the missing link is housing. The local authority says it is committed to improving and expanding social housing provision for people with disabilities and is engaged with a range of stakeholders. Councillor Bradley says proper resources need to be put in place to prepare for the future when he believes there will be a huge demand for such housing.
I'm coming from a background as a special educational needs teacher, and I mean I've taught on the only severe and profound special needs unit in a mainstream school in County Donegal, so you might be able to say that I'm at the coalface of special needs education, and that's given me very valuable insight into the needs that these children and families and young adults have, we'll say in a wider context, not just in school, but the difficulties they face out in the community. And in fairness, here in Inishowen we have absolutely fantastic organisations like iCare and Cashel and Accor. They provide a very vital service for those families and young people, but the chunk that's missing and the missing link is housing for them and places where they can live within their own community as they get older and grow older.
And as you mentioned there, we're talking about this now, there's so much awareness of people and children with special educational needs, but moving forward now into the future, there does need to be a focus on ensuring them resources that they are provided with at school and into further education are provided then so they can live independently into the future.
Absolutely. And I mean, I might say that Donegal and maybe specifically Inishowen and even more locally here in Bonclana, we've become a victim of our own success in many ways in the field of special needs and provision of services for those with special needs. And I know a number of families who have moved from elsewhere in Ireland, and indeed one family who came from America to live here because of the provision for children and young adults with special educational needs. I mean, we have centres of excellence in a number of our schools here locally in Inishowen, and that sort of has led the population with special and additional needs to increase. And within about 10 or 15 years, there is going to be an explosion in terms of the numbers of people who have these intellectual difficulties who need house.
Mobile phones are dominating how people pay for things. Research from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland shows over half of all contactless payments are now made using mobile wallets like Apple and Google Pay. Over 1.4 billion payments in shops and outlets across the country were contactless in the year to June, representing 8 out of 10 payments made at tills. Independent TD Maddie McGrath says this leads to reckless spending.
I just would urge caution here, and you know, we're really going on a mad binge. We don't know what we're spending in a night out, just tap. It's not a good way to train young people, learn how to manage their money. You know what you have in your wallet. You do a night out tapping, God knows what you spent.
Touch screens in newer cars are distracting drivers, according to the European New Car Assessment Programme. Euro NCAP is the consumer organisation which gives safety ratings on cars. Touch screen buttons on dashboards are used for the radio, air conditioning and driving controls such as turning on fog lights. Kieran in Dublin says we need to design cars that are safe for people to drive.
We need to regulate this and we need to legislate it, because we can't rely on behaviour, people's good behaviour to do this. It's too much of a temptation. You know, we need to design the cars in such a way that they are safer. And we've gone backwards on this one, unfortunately. I very much support the idea of changing, of regulating the design of cars.
And now for the weather. Dry for many areas today with sunny spells, but there will be scattered showers mainly in the north and west. High temperatures of 9 to 13 degrees in moderate southwest winds. To conclude this evening's bulletin, a man and a woman from Derry have been sentenced for offences in relation to supplying illegal subscriptions for streaming services that involved more than £700,000. Cormac McGuckin and Maura McGuckin, both from Ballaghy, were sentenced at Omagh Crown Court. The Defence Forces say Irish peacekeepers are committed to their mission in Lebanon as details of the latest attacks on UN bases emerge. UNIFIL says its headquarters was affected by explosions for the second time in 48 hours, which injured two soldiers, while concrete blast walls were knocked at a separate position after being hit by an Israeli bulldozer. The government is being urged to urgently bring an amendment to legislation governing the enhanced effective concrete block grant scheme before the Dáil. Yesterday, a 10% scheme cap increase was announced, along with changes to square foot rates and ancillary grants. And over 700,000 people were awaiting medical treatment at the end of last month. Data from the National Treatment Purchase Fund shows almost 600,000 people were awaiting a first outpatient consultation. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, October 11th. The death has taken place of Kyle McDermott, Castle Cooley, Burt. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday at 20 past 1 for Mass in St. Angus's Church, Burt, at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Burt Cemetery. The house is strictly private to family only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of John Farron, Mickey Rowe, 22 Pound Street, Cairndonagh, and formerly of Aha Clay Schoolhouse. John's remains are reposing at his home, where you're all welcome to pay your respects today until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in Sacred Heart Church, Cairndonagh, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on CairndonaParish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Michael Doherty Hutton, St. Mary's Road, Buncrana. Remains reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:10, going to St. Mary's Oratory for 12:30 Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. The death has taken place of Brian Diver, Carrowmore, Glenealy, reposing at the home of his nephew, Barry Diver, Carrowmore. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St. Mary's Church, Bochan, followed by interment in Bochan Graveyard. Funeral mass can be viewed live on kildaffparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Nazareth House Fawn and to Buncrana Community Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.